Laura, you good?
Good.
Scotty?
I am fantasticals.
Kelly, you good?
I'm fantasticals.
You have testicles? That's good enough for us.
But he has them.
It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
Sometimes I sit there and I say, oh, I think I want to see that movie 2012 again. And then I remind myself how much it sucked.
I don't even know that one.
I don't know that one either.
I know it.
I love John Cusack. That movie was bad.
Yes.
2012.
That movie was bad.
End of war, end of world.
End of the world, yes.
And they built ships to go survive.
Then there was a lottery.
And then there was a lottery.
Yeah.
Anyway.
For a end of the world movie, not bad.
It's way better than San Andreas. That's the worst movie ever made.
No, because that has Alexandria Daddario in it. And
no, she is yeah. gorgeous. I mean, she's very pretty. You know, I'm sure she's a lovely person, but that movie sucked. I've never said that about a Rock movie, like the movie The Rock is in. Because The Rock is, when he's in a movie, you know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that movie was just
Who
so
do
stupid.
You think, I know Kelly's going to go, Kelly's not going to care. So this is a non-Kelly care moment. What ex-wrestler was in the biggest movies? Has like, you know, was involved in making huge box office cash?
John Cena and
The Rock.
The Rock, right? Are the two?
No, it's The Rock, without question. It's not even close.
David Batista.
Oh, yeah, he made all those
because
glass
onions. He did all the Avenger movies, Dune,
right?
James Bond,
and
stuff like that. And I was with you.
I black out like him.
You could have had him.
We could have been the biggest show in New England.
Oh my God, he was. We had lunch with him a long time ago.
Yeah, I sat and I saw this article saying because everybody thought it was The Rock, and they're like, actually no, because Batista was involved in bigger movies.
We had lunch with him a long time ago. We've talked about the story on the air. You've probably heard it before.
Wait, was he the star of those movies, though?
Yeah,
no,
they
the
were
Rock
like, well, no, but
he
appeared.
The star of his movies.
Right, but he appeared in big movies that made a lot of money. He also made a bunch of lower movies. I don't, so the box office
is bigger, but he's a smaller
part
in those movies.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he was involved in big budget
movies. I give it
movies.
To The Rock.
Rock is the bigger star.
Yeah.
No question. You know, although I think Steve Austin could have been a badass. I really think he would have been great in movies.
Yeah.
But David Batista, we had lunch when he first came out. He was a big superstar then, and we had lunch with him, and he was all over Laura. He was
all
trying to put the moves on
over.
Her, and she was, you know, like, it was just innocent. You just played innocent. You know
but
what I mean?
He was,
like
it was getting uncomfortable.
It was getting uncomfortable, and I was so angry at the WWE ref for not stepping in and shutting that shit down, because I was so close to just saying, God, you're a freaking loser. You know what I mean?
Very,
for God's sake.
Very disappointed
upset
in
with
your
me.
Actions.
Yeah.
Because I look at
Andy
all,
was there. Yep. Andy was there.
I look at all the red carpets, the movie premieres, the stuff that we could have been involved
Yeah, I don't look at it that
with.
Way.
Neither.
Well, sometimes we got to think business.
I think a guy that does that and just is so clueless and doesn't give a shit is an asshole. That's what I think.
You're looking at this wrong.
I'm looking at it right.
No,
you know I am.
No, we could have been walking the red carpet for Guardians of the Galaxy.
I apologize.
I could have been long gone and just said...
No, you would have stayed here because you still like your connection to home. You know, mom and dad, Grammy J.
Yeah, but what if I hopped on a plane with him and just took off?
Maybe
and then,
it would be one of those relationships where there was I could have walked the red carpet for Dune.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you were like... Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. It's just the guy was just that way. You just played it off.
Oh,
right? Because we talked about it.
I did play it off, but it was like, was like getting cringe. Like,
It was wicked cringe. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And she's like, don't worry about it. I don't care. God, that makes me angry even thinking about it. Really does. Mm. Like, if I met him today, I think I'd probably go, you know what? You were a dick. You know? And he wasn't.
Well, I don't think he was a dick.
He was
extremely nice to me. Extremely
he
nice.
He wanted you to jump on a jet with him.
Yes.
And it's just like, there's a guy who doesn't hear no a lot and needed to hear it. And
I was all set. He did ask, you know, what I was doing after our lunch.
Maybe he just wanted to take you shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was all set. And I said I had a boyfriend. And,
yep.
But
you
what's
were very
the difference
nice about
between
it.
Him and the pervert that owned the track? Who was the guy from NASCAR?
The old guy.
Yeah.
Bruton Smith.
Bruton Smith.
Yeah. So, I mean.
He offered to take me somewhere to buy me some.
some shoes or handbags.
Las Vegas. And he told me the name of something, and I said, I shop at Old Navy and Kohl's. And he looked at me.
I know.
He's like, well, I can take you and do one even better. And then he named this brand that I'm sure high-class people know. And I was like, I got this.
Wasn't it Manolo Blanc?
It was
something like Manolo.
It started with an M.
Yeah, Manolo Blanc.
It was something. And I was like, Andy was like, go for it. And I'm like, I got this at Old Navy.
Yeah. I can't stand that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he wanted to take me away, too.
I hate that.
So, yeah, he was cringeworthy, too. Yeah. But
I was
again,
not a fan of him.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I don't know. Some men think that they can just win over whoever by buying and saying.
You got to realize, men wouldn't do that. And I'm not
if it
sticking
didn't work.
Up for them.
If
but obviously, for some times in their life, it's worked, or they wouldn't do it.
Here's what I have a problem with.
Not sticking up for
them. I know you're not. I know. We all feel the same. But the thing that gets me is the bootlickers that friggin' lay down and put up with that stuff because their job depends on it. That's how Harvey Weinstein got loose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all those people in Hollywood, like, are you kidding? If I was with a buddy of mine and he was being a jerk like that, I'd be like, lay off, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Because
you should be embarrassed, I guess, as a person associated with him if he's doing it right in front of you.
Yes, and then, but would you address it? Would you say, dude, calm down, stop it.
If it's a buddy of mine doing it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If it's a buddy of mine doing it, I'd call him out on it.
Oh, absolutely.
And we used to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you have somebody that you know that was like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, what's sad is they're old guys, old thinking, and it has worked for them. And that's why they're doing it.
I'd be the man. I don't even mind cock blocking. I don't even mind. That's what they call it, by the way, which I never feel comfortable saying. I shouldn't have said it there, but I did. But anyway, I would do it.
If he's doing it aggressively and overtly and is embarrassing, I mean, if he's just trying to hit on somebody a little, what are you going to do?
No, you let it go. You let it go. But when it gets to the point where you can visibly see
that I say no, I'm all set, and then they continue. Yeah. They're just persistent.
Sometimes you just have to roll with it and go, oh, okay, this is... I see the situation we're in.
Well, once somebody, like she was visibly, you could see she was uncomfortable, and I wish I'd have spoke up. This was 20 years ago? Almost, somewhere around there?
Well, I've been here for 20 years, so probably 18
years. 18 years,
I've been only with you guys for a year or two.
Yeah, so anyway.
You learn,
and like you get to a point, I should have spoken up. I'm mad that I didn't.
Just the other day, I remembered, I must have been 16, 17, went to the Hampton Beach Casino to see Great White before all that stuff happened.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I loved them. Great show. After, I go over to the side of the stage, and the guy was ripping up the set list. And I go, can I have one? And the guy's like, absolutely. And then a girl run over and kind of pushed me aside and goes, she goes, I'll suck your cock for it. Just like this. And he goes, sorry. And he gives it to her. he gave it to her. And the other day, I don't know what it was, if I heard a great white song or something. And I told Amy the story. And she's like, who does that? But...
You got to step up your game. You could have made promises.
I was like,
we were at a show, and we might as well roll with it. We're here. We might as well roll with it. So we were at a show that was one of our shows, and one of the people on the bill was Vince Neil, and there was a couple where we were that were in our seats, kind of like. We didn't know them, but apparently Vince Neil made his way to the suite where we were, and was there in the suite at the casino bar while other people were playing. And the husband said to Vince Neil, you know, you're my wife's hall pass. You know what I mean? If I always told her if she met you, she could be free to do whatever she wanted. And he said, oh, yeah? And she did.
Oh, my God.
She did.
Where?
Right there.
In her box.
Not in her box.
Well, it was in her box. It was also in ours.
No, it wasn't full on that. It was just, you know what I mean.
I don't know. Can you make any physical gestures?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oral. And it was like, that was awful. I wasn't in the room, but several people I know were. And I was like, man, who does that? I just don't. I don't get it.
Well,
man.
I'll tell you, Greg. People are into.
Yeah, ask Kelly. Kelly knows.
I just don't get it. Like, that guy was not a good looking dude. I mean, this was in his better years with Motley Crue. I mean, he wasn't like he, you know, but it was still sloppy.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that it was like an 80s tour that was like, you know.
Yep.
It was wow.
I'm
glad I wasn't there.
Again, it was. I think it was something on Access TV. Band Great White and Amy's like, did you ever like them? And I said, yeah. To be honest with you, because they were kind of blues, and I liked it. And I said, and then of course the tragedy happened. I said, and then you know, if you were smart, you just washed your hands of that band and wanted nothing to do with them. And I told her that story, and she's like, mortified. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't get the set list.
Yeah, we haven't. You know, it's funny. When you say that about Great White.
What do you mean?
Well, it
wasn't their fault.
Well,
right?
There was. It was the pyrotechnics guy's fault. Yeah, I think that was
established. They knew
established.
When you're in a band, you should know what is going on around you.
Right.
You should know.
Right.
The claim was that the band members were not aware, I think, if I remember correctly.
And then I'd also,
they claimed, you know, that they did not know.
Read some articles saying they did it two nights before.
Yeah.
So, ugh.
Yeah, awful.
Awful.
I can't hear a Great White song anymore.
No, neither can I. And I remember that being a band that I liked them because they were just a little different.
Mm.
But as soon as that happened, and I mean, really, their career never, ever bounced back from that.
We haven't played them since on our show. Yeah. And it's not like, you know, we banned them. It's not like that. It's just that I feel uncomfortable when I hear a Great White song.
Yeah.
And I've thought about whether or not it's fair to the band to do that, but it just feels uncomfortable,
you know,
to me.
And I know they lost one of their own.
Yeah.
One of their guitar players went back in for his
equipment. We lost one of our guys, company guy.
We did. So it was always, after that, like an icky thing.
Yeah.
But also it made you think twice because, I mean, Rat Holes is what bands played. And you started looking at, after that, the clubs differently, going, okay, does this fire exit work?
Yeah.
Is everything the way it should be?
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was horrible. Yeah, I mean, there's always those sort of, you know, situations like I'm always, if you're in a situation like, not the Great White thing, but go back to the Vince Neil thing where something like that is happening at a rock show, there's part of you that goes, is this really happening right now? Like, is it, you know what I mean? I wasn't there when that thing with Vince Neil happened, but there were people that were like that. They were like on one side of the room going, is that what I think it is? You know what I mean? And you just go, and then by the time you realize it, it's over, but you're like, did I just see that? You know?
Yep.
Crazy.
Why is Greg doing that to him?
Greg is not doing it. Greg is not. But it's always interesting when somebody comes up to you and gets all cringy, you know, with you. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. It's gross. Okay. Well, there's that.
So that was my first rock and roll experience at 16, 17. I guess she's getting the set list. I'm not. I can't outdo that.
You could have.
I could have.
You could have jumped in the mix. You know.
Yeah.
Who knew?
But you know what? I just was like, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I got the memories.
Yeah. What was the show where you know a rock and roll doctor? Who was that?
Okay. Me and you.
Is that Disturbed?
Stained. Me and you were bringing Stained on.
Let me tell you something.
They came over and they asked for if we knew a rock and roll doctor. And Greg goes, yeah, the doctor of rock. He's coming down after his shift. And the guy just shook his head, kind of like going, oh, okay. All
they right, couldn't have been looking for weed because, you know.
That's what they call the rock and roll doctor.
No, I know. But yeah. I mean, come on. Look, I mean, Aaron Lewis has a constant supply.
Well, obviously not. But you know. But remember, where could they have been? They could be coming back from Canada where, you know, they usually pull the bus over somewhere in Maine, do a walkthrough, make sure everything's good before they get into Canada, make sure everything's fine.
I'm standing with you, so I get why the guy would ask you. But, I mean, I do not even look like someone that is that cool.
But you got to remember, too, we had the passes on, so I can totally see it. I loved your quick...
He's the rock and roll doctor. That was Chris Garrett.
Yeah.
He called himself the rock and roll doctor, Dr. Rock.
Oh, he's not here yet. He's going to come down after his shift. Why? And the guy's like, never mind.
He totally got it. Idiot.
Yeah.
I went to see, of all the bands I went to see Heart at the Civic Center with my brother. This is in the 1980s.
Heart, what about love, Scotty's?
I like that.
Thank you.
Oh, God, awful. But anyway.
Power balance.
I love the band anyway. And we go, and we're walking. We're standing there, and a guy walks over to me. He goes, "Hey, man, do you get you got any mask?" And I'm like, "I'm sorry?" I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like 24, 23. He goes, you got any mask? I'm like, mask? What do I need a mask for? And I'm such a freaking idiot.
I would have been the same.
I'm sitting with my brother, who is a police officer at this time, and he's kind of reaching in his back pocket, ready to pull out his wallet, in which there is a badge. You know, because the best way to end something like that is just flash the badge, yeah, and they walk off. You know what I mean? Yep. But I was clueless, and the guy's like, "No, man, mask." And I'm like, mask. I don't get it. I had no idea what he was asking for. Mm-hmm. Mescaline, clearly. What's the street name for that drug? I don't even know. Is that angel dust? I don't even know.
Good question.
See, there you go. That's how much of that's how much out of it I am. And
I don't think any of us are into the mescaline.
No, I know, but
stage.
You learn things and watching TV shows and stuff. Yeah. And I don't know, whatever. But anyway, he asked me three times. I said, "Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about." My brother never said anything. Never pulled out the badge. And then afterwards, he goes, "You're an idiot." I'm like, "Why didn't you flash him the badge? That would have been funny to watch."
Yeah.
I would have laughed at that. But, you know.
Seeing mescaline, Big Chief, Blue Caps, Buttons, Cactus, Mescal, Moon, San Pedro, Topi. Any of those ring a bell?
None of those ring a bell for me. You know. But anyway, sometimes you find
In the peyote cactus. No idea.
I guess the whole point is you find yourself in weird situations. You know what I mean? Walked backstage at a rock show once, and there was a mound of coke on a table, porcelain countertop, but a formica countertop near a wall in a back room. And I walked back, and this band's got this coke, and one of the guys I work with, it had his face in it, like just like ripping through. And I'm like, "Wow, I don't belong here. I just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm just going back out." I'm not cool.
Hampton Beach Casino.
Yeah.
Slayer's playing there.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to meet the band, you get there a couple hours early.
Yeah.
I go, they're doing sound check. The lady at the time that was managing it is yelling at him, going, "Turn half that stack down. You can't do that here."
Right. Yeah.
And this and everything. "Would you like to meet the band?" "Yes, you can't go backstage right now." They're branding each other. And then anybody that comes in, they'll quickly brand them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "They actually have a branding iron." Slayer.
It was the Duttons.
And I'm like, "The hell is that all about?"
Yellowstone.
I'll let you know. Yeah. I'll let you know when you can go back there. Okay.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. Now, having said all that, I mean, like, weed was nothing. You know what I mean? Like, you go backstage, you're smoking weed. Like, we were standing in a circle with a band, and they're passing around the joint. It gets to me, and I just kind of step back and motion, "Go ahead, pass it to the next guy." And they're like, "Yeah, here, just hand it to him." I'm like, Nope. You go ahead and you hand it to him.
Greg didn't want his fingerprints on it.
No. I wouldn't do that with a cigarette. Why would I do it with a weed? Why would I do it with a joint?
Well, I think the smell is less offensive than a cigarette. But wouldn't touch it.
I wasn't going to touch it because I'm not handing a smoke to somebody, no matter what it is.
Well, maybe I would.
I wouldn't. But it was fine. I mean, like, all my friends, like, when, you know, you go out and they'd smoke weed, whatever. It was never a big deal. But other stuff, that wasn't for me. So, anyway.
I looked at it as I joined my first band, and the drummer I was replacing had a serious drug problem. So I went, if I don't get a serious drug problem, I could find myself, you know, many more gigs like that. And the first couple of bands I joined, they were like, you know, our drummer's got some problems and stuff. So that was never really my thing.
I told you, look, and I don't want to make it sound like everything was drugs and rock and roll, because it's not.
But it was, and it was fantastic.
No, it wasn't. But every once in a while, you ran into
musicians are smarter these days.
Yeah. But even back then, it didn't happen a lot. Right. But it did happen, you know. I walked in one night into the studio. I was taking over at 2 a.m. Have I told this story?
Yes.
I have on
I don't know. I don't know if
I know you've heard it. I walked in, and I first thing I noticed was studio was a bit of a mess, right? Which I don't like, because, you know.
Oh, he wanted studio. That when there was time to pass the studio on to Greg. That thing better be in.
He wanted to be
phenomenal.
Got to take care of the stuff. Anyway, the record is over on the turntable, and the needle is at the end of the record going, That's the first thing I noticed, right, when I walk in. The dude has his head on the console.
And his name was the dude.
And he was passed out. He was passed out. On the turntable. And this is what, for the life of me, I can't figure out. For years and years and years, I've this has been a mystery to me. I can tell you all now, because the Statue of Limitations has gone out. But there was a penthouse centerfold.
Yep.
Oh, his pants.
It was unfolded. It was unfolded. So it was just like, you know, it wasn't like a trifold. It was just two.
Yep.
Right? Whatever. And it was stuck on the turntable with the, and they pushed the little buttonhole, right? So mm-hmm. that it would stay there. So it was open and spinning.
Yep.
Okay? And on it, this is the first time I'd ever seen cocaine. On it was a pile, about a 3-inch pile of cocaine,
mm-hmm.
like a mountain, like, you know.
Okay. A little mound.
Guy was unconscious on the console. And I sat there, I looked at it, I'm like, what in the hell is going on? And all I thought
was... And you probably have to remember is back in that time, Greg, not a fan of, I'm not painting an untrue picture, not a fan of drugs.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Just say no to drugs. He did the commercials with Nancy Reagan all the time.
Doesn't cocaine keep you awake?
Yeah.
I think so.
But
according to Greg, so does going to bed early, taking your vitamins and drinking milk.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering why he's sleeping.
No. Wait a minute. I didn't go around passing judgment. I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
And when asked, I said no.
But you were also not.
But I wasn't going to be a jerk to someone who did it.
Not a fan.
No, I wasn't a fan.
Of people. 100%. Like, why are you late? I drank too much. There's no need for that.
I'm sorry. You have a job.
No.
You show up late because you're
not judging you for that.
I'm not judging you for that. But you, at that time, ran a very, very tight ship.
Yep.
The show starts at 5:30. Doesn't start at 5:29.
Yeah,
I know. Doesn't start at 5:31. So he's become much more...
I regret
a little
that.
Bit lenient about some things.
I've been very open about regretting how wound
did
up I was.
So did you rat this guy out?
I woke him up. He didn't know what the hell was going on. And I said, get out of here. Just get your shit and get out of here. And because it was already my time to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, get rid of that. I don't bring that back here. I don't want to be responsible. Because, you know, if the cops break in and I'm in the room, you know, anyway, point is, I told him to get the hell out.
It's called guilt by association. Mm-hmm.
But then you got to tell him
then
that
you're the coke guy from Summersworth, the DJ.
No, but then you have to prove that you're innocent.
Right.
I shouldn't have to prove shit. I didn't do anything, you know? But anyway, I told him, get his stuff, get out, go lay down, whatever it is you got to do. And then I never said a word. I never told anybody. You know, you didn't do that back then. You know what I mean? That would have made me a narc. I was not that. I didn't like it.
He went through all of high school being called that.
No,
he was not.
I never ratted anybody out. God's honest truth. Never ratted anybody out. You know? So, anyway. So those are some tales from the dark side.
Just not where drugs kid.
It wasn't where we were intending to go here today.
Yeah,
just,
I don't even know where we were intending to go. But yeah,
I know. Sometimes when the 24/7 starts and then and where we
talking.
Finish, I don't know how we got
started.
To where.
And I enjoy that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy when we kind of we do that.
You take joy when you enjoy.
But thank you.
I will just say that I don't. By talking about this stuff, I don't want to give you the wrong impression as to what it was like, because there wasn't much of that. But there were instances that you remember.
Of fucking drugs.
Okay.
There was
no.
Doobie smoking. No.
Yeah. Weed's always been.
It was up to my nose in coke.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
There wasn't a mirror on this building that Greg didn't do a line off.
No, I've never done it ever. Never taken any
took
drugs.
A drag? You mm-hmm. never took a drag of cocaine or anything?
I took a hit off a beer. Apparently that's the wrong thing. Yeah, I'm not cool. I've never been cool. All right. Well, there you go. Tales from the Dark Side right here on The Buzz 24/7.
Say no to drugs.
Have a great day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow, Tuesday.